You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Sunday, December 4th, 2005, and I have had an extremely busy weekend. I can't even begin to tell you, but of course I will. You're listening to this on Monday, so maybe by now my day is going well. Anyway, as you may have remembered from Friday's podcast, I said that I was going to take the iRiver and the video camera and get a whole bunch of audio with the boyfriend and take some video. Well, when I got home from work late on Friday and I was rushing around trying to pack everything because I was spending the entire weekend at his house, I totally forgot to take the iRiver with me, so I have absolutely no audio with the boyfriend to share. What a shame. I'll just have to, tell you everything that went on. You might also remember that we were going to decorate his Christmas tree on Friday night. You probably heard that on Friday's podcast, but let me tell you the story about the tree fiasco. Well, I got to his house, well, the traffic was absolutely horrendous Friday night, but I got to his house about 8 o'clock, and he had not gotten the tree, so we had to go out and get the tree. And it was sweet of him because he was saying that he wanted to do that together, even though it was his tree. So we had to drive my car because he doesn't have his SUV anymore, so we took my car, my SUV, and went to the tree place and picked out a nice tree and had the guy, this cute young, I think he's a Marine, I don't know, but he was hot. He cut the bottom off the tree to make a nice fresh cut, and then we put it on top of the car and came on home. Well, that's when everything started. They drill a hole in the bottom of the tree so you can use a certain kind of tree stand. Well, that's the kind that the boyfriend had. So we were trying to fit this, the tree stand, like the spike thing that you first put together to put the tree, you know, that stands the tree up. And the hole in the bottom of the tree was not deep enough because the guy had cut off like about an inch to make it a fresh cut. But yet he didn't drill the hole any deeper. And of course, I didn't think anything of it because I've never had a live tree in my house, so I have no idea about these things. So we were hammering and hammering and hammering this spike thing in the bottom of the tree, and it just was not going in. And the boyfriend was getting very frustrated, and I was getting very frustrated, and it was getting late, and we just said, oh, fuck it. So we just stood the tree up. Well, actually, that's not the end of it. When we decided to say, fuck it, the boyfriend said, well, let's take it back to the tree stand and have the guy drill the hole deeper, because the boyfriend couldn't find his drill. And so we loaded the tree back into my car and drove back to the tree stand, and of course by this time in the evening the place was closed. This was like 9:30, quarter to 10 at night, something like that, and it was closed. So that was just even more frustrating. So we had to take the tree back home, and loading the tree, we didn't put it on the top of the SUV because we didn't have any more string, because we threw the string away once we brought the tree home in the first place. So we put the tree in the back of my SUV, and now there's pine needles all over the back of my car. Oh, it was so frustrating. So then we finally got back home, and we just said, fuck it, we will just stand it up in the corner in a bucket of water so it doesn't die, and we will fool with it in the morning. So, then we, because it was late, so we went to bed. Then we, we had some wine and then went to bed, but that was because we had to relax, and I had a terrible headache. It seems like I've had a headache all the whole fucking weekend, but anyway. So then the next morning, the boyfriend got up, we both got up and made breakfast and stuff, and he had to run some errands. So he decided while he was out that he would get a drill, just go ahead and buy a new one because he can't find his old one, and I would just drill a hole in the bottom, and we would drill a deeper hole in the bottom and put the spike on, stand it up, and decorate it. Well, of course, things do not go as planned, and the boyfriend did get a drill. He brought it home, I used the biggest drill bit that he had and drilled as deep as I could and hammered the spike in there, and it came within like, I don't know, half an inch of being, you know, flush with the tree the way it's supposed to be. And we said, well, that's just going to have to do it. Well, then as we stood the tree up, the spike broke off the bottom of the, well, the plate that the spike was attached to broke off the bottom of the tree stand, and now the spike was stuck up in the hole in the tree all by itself. At this point, the boyfriend is just totally sick of it. And there was really nothing we could do. We were going to have to cut off, you know, like 4 inches at the bottom of the tree to be able to even use it. So he had a saw, and I cut the bottom of it off. And while I was trying to, you know, level it out and everything, he decided he was sick of this tree stand that we had just broken, and he was going to get a new one. So he went back to the tree place, bought a tree stand, brought it home. By this time, I had leveled off the bottom of the tree, and we stood it up in this new tree stand, which is, it was much, I think, a much better stand. It was plastic, you know, because it holds the water, but it's got these three spikes at the bottom that you, like, jam the tree down on, and then it's got, like, these three tightening things that hold the tree in place. And sure enough, once we put it together and stood the tree up into it and tightened the things down, the tree stood just fine. What a friggin' nightmare. Well, by this time, we had stopped to have some lunch, and then, well, you know, once we got the tree up, we just put it in place, and that was it. We didn't have time to do lights or decorations or anything, because we were going to the Gay Men's Chorus matinee show, so we had to clean ourselves up, eat some lunch, and go. Oh, we were so frustrated. It was just like, is this really worth it having? I mean, we were really frustrated, and just words cannot describe how, you know, like, we were throwing things around and cussing, and just, it was extremely frustrating. And the thing is, it had started out to be so nice. We were, you know, bundled up. We went, it was freezing cold Friday night. We went to the tree stand. We talked about the tree store, or the, oh God, what's it called? The place where they sell the trees. And we were looking at all the trees and talking about the sizes, and, you know, I mean, it was really nice. And then it just went downhill from there. So then we, anyway, back to Saturday, we went to the Gay Men's Chorus, and we walked. First of all, it took us forever to find a parking space down in D.C. near George Washington University. And it was just a pain in the butt because we were parked about 3 blocks away, and then we got almost there, and then the boyfriend realized he didn't have his wallet, so we had to walk all the way back to the car, get the wallet, and then go back to the thing. But luckily, the boyfriend had bought the tickets online beforehand, and we didn't have to wait in any lines to get the tickets. We could just walk right in. And then things started to turn around. Things started to be really nice, because the concert was really nice, and I enjoyed the music. He enjoyed the music. There was the kind of music for everybody, the singing and the little skits and all the costumes and stuff. It was really nice. I have to recommend that if you haven't seen the Gay Men's Chorus in your city, you should try that, because that was good. It was very good, as a matter of fact. And the boyfriend knows a couple people in the chorus, so it was good seeing them too. Although afterwards we didn't get to see them because they had another performance right after that. So after the show, it was about 5:30, and we decided we were hungry and we wanted to go to this relatively exclusive restaurant. I don't know how exclusive it is, but you definitely have to dress to go there. And it's called Kincaid's in D.C. As it turns out, a friend of the boyfriend's boyfriend works there at Kincaid's, and he's a bartender there. So we sat at the bar, and we were, the last time we were there, we ordered this wine called Firestone Chardonnay, Firestone Cellars or something like that, out in Santa Barbara, California. Well, we loved it, so we decided we would go ahead and have another bottle of that. So we had, if you hadn't figured out by now, you're listening to Christmas music in the background. Hopefully it's not too loud, but let me check to see if it is a little loud. Yeah, it's not too bad. Anyway, so we were able to sit down at the bar and relax and enjoy this delicious, absolutely delicious Firestone Chardonnay. I loved it. And then we ordered some dinner. I had some fried cod, and the boyfriend had some clams, I believe. I don't really remember what he had, but because I didn't eat it. But and we just sat there for like a couple hours, enjoying the bottle of wine, talking to the his friend at the bar, and just and then we struck up a conversation with the lady next to us who went to the concert as well, and it was just a really relaxing, enjoyable, you know, couple of hours that we enjoyed. And then we decided it was time to go home because we wanted to decorate the tree before we went to bed. So we go home, and I'm actually really dead tired and I have a headache, but we decided we'd go ahead and do the tree. And the boyfriend got out all of his decorations and he started putting on the lights, and I did remember to bring my video camera, so I went ahead and turned on the video camera. Because as I mentioned on Friday, I saw this video by Bob and Andy's blog, or Bob and Andy's podcast. I'm not sure exactly who it is. It just comes through from Fagregator, I guess it is. And it gave me the idea to record us decorating the tree and then speed up the footage so that, you wouldn't have to sit there. Because it actually took us like an hour and a half to decorate the tree. Because we were taking our time and talking about the decorations and, you know, talking about all kinds of things. But I did record like about an hour's worth of video, but that's going to take forever to edit, so you probably won't see that maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. I'm not sure. I have to find the time to do it. Excuse me. But we did take our time decorating the tree, and the boyfriend told me about all of his decorations, like all the different ornaments and when he got it, and, you know, because everybody has, well, if you're, I don't know, there's different ways of decorating a tree. Some people are like thematic, where they'll go out and buy everything that's the same theme and decorate the tree, or you can be what I would consider old school and just decorate the tree with all the ornaments that you've had when you grew up or that you've collected over the years. And that's actually the way I like it, and that's the way the boyfriend did. So he was telling me about all the decorations and all the different ornaments and stuff, and it was good for him to reminisce about where he got the ornament and so on and so forth. So that was fun. And while doing the decorating of the tree, it actually inspired me to go ahead and put up a tree this year. I wasn't going to do it, but I've decided that I am going to go ahead and do it. And I'm going to have the boyfriend help me next weekend. I'm going to get out my... I have a fake tree, but I like it because it's a really old-fashioned fake tree. So I think he'll like it too once he sees it. But we're going to do that next weekend at my house. I don't know if I'll videotape it or not, but I'll definitely have to get him to do a couple podcasts, because he now owes me a couple podcasts out of it, because I didn't get any audio footage of him this weekend. So that was our Saturday, and then we ended up going to bed late and relaxing, going to sleep. I don't know if this is the kind of stuff people like to listen to, is going over and over someone's day, what did you do, because that's kind of like a blog. Oh God, I don't even want to talk about blog. I'm having blog issues. Actually, I can transition into that, because that is a major issue right now. For those of you who have blogs, most of you probably do it either through Blogger or... Actually, I don't even know. I've had one for 2 years through Blogger, and I've decided that I want to move it off of Blogger onto my own site. So I've been spending a couple of weeks now trying to migrate all of my 580 some odd entries over to this software that I use for the Archer Radio blog. But I want to, you know, change the look of it a little bit and change the colors. So I've been fooling with the CSS, and I thought I had it all working out. And then this morning, while I was waiting for the boyfriend to come over, because we were going to a winery this afternoon, and I'll talk about that in a minute, it started fucking up. Every little thing started fucking up on it. And I was like, oh, you know, what did I change that fucked it up? So now I'm going to have to go back and redo the whole damn thing. It's very frustrating. But for those of you who follow my blog at archer.com, right now it's stuck on, I think the last entry was Thursday, December 1st, or I think. But in any case, I haven't been able to update it because Blogger is having an issue updating my files on my, where I host my files for my web hosting. So I don't know what's going on with that. It's just, you know, one problem after another. So besides the fact that while I'm trying to migrate all these entries over, and that's fucking up, I also can't update through Blogger because it can't update a file on my web hosting server. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I actually need just an entire solid day to do all this kind of stuff, which I will eventually. But anyway, moving on to Sunday, which is today. The boyfriend and I got up early, and we had planned to go to the Grey Ghost open house, holiday open house today. And my friend David of Dating with David was going with us. And that reminds me, Beth, if you're listening to this, Dating with David, David of Dating with David told me today that he was going to try to call in on the voicemail and give an update for Dating with David. But anyway, he went with us today to the winery, to the Grey Ghost holiday open house. And we talked, of course, because it's like an hour drive from my house. We talked along the way. And it sounds as though there isn't much going on with David. So I don't know what kind of update you're going to get, but he's so busy with work that he just doesn't even have time to date. So, Beth, if you hear this, you'll know that there is no update for Dating with David. But David is still around. He's still alive and doing just fine. He's just busy, busy, busy. So we went to the, we drove out to the to Grey Ghost, the Grey Ghost Winery, for the holiday open house. And it's kind of cool. You pay $15 and they serve you any amount of wine you like. And they have lots of like appetizer, nibbles kind of things that go with the wine they're serving. And then around the, because they have this in the barrel, not in the barrel room, the tank room, where all the stainless steel tanks are, and decorated all around the room, because it's a pretty huge room actually, were these cork sculptures, you know, like cork decorations, like a Christmas tree completely made out of cork, and a Santa's chair made out of cork, and reindeer made out of cork, you know, all made out of corks from wine. Well, each year they do this contest where, you know, if you go to the holiday open house, you can make a guess for how many corks made up that year's decoration. Well, this year it was a snowman made out of corks. And while we were tasting our wines and eating our nibbles, the boyfriend and David of Dating with David, we kept trying to guess, you know, how many corks are in this this snowman decoration. And at first, I think I totally underestimated, because I said like 700, but then we counted like certain sections of it, and then basically tried to multiply the sections by how you could, you know, pretty much make a grid, and then if you can figure out one section, you can multiply it by how many grids you think is on it. Anyway, that's you don't need to hear all that. So then once we did all that, we figured that my estimate was very low, so I went with 1,873 corks. The boyfriend totally forgot to fill out his form, so he didn't get to do the guessing. And David guessed like 2,200 corks. So I don't know. We'll have to see who's closest, or even if we even are close. But anyway, so that was fun. And I think the best part was that David, of Dating with David, had never been to this winery before, so we went ahead and went on a tour of the winery. Now, both the boyfriend and I have done it before, but David got to see, you know, like where the barrel room is, where the wine library is, and he got to hear all the stories from the winemaker about, you know, the winery and stuff. So that was really nice. I think he enjoyed that. So we ended up spending like 2 hours at the open house. But it was fun. We had a good time, and they definitely enjoyed the wines. I really liked their Cabernet Franc, and of course their Cabernet Sauvignon. But then we decided around 2:30, we decided to go to another winery that I had not been to before, but the boyfriend had been to when I had a photo shoot one weekend, and he went to Grey Ghost and then to this other winery. Well, the other winery is called Godino. And I'll try to put a link on the show notes. Actually, I don't even know if they have a website, but I will check that out. So, you know, and here's the thing about going to another winery on a Sunday afternoon. I always get stressed about how much time there is in the day, and I always have more things planned to do than I can get done in a day. Like, I had really hoped to get my laundry done, run the dishwasher, and, you know, work on my blog and the websites and stuff, and I really didn't want to go to the second winery. I kind of just wanted to go home, but of course the boyfriend talked me into it. So we went ahead and went to the second winery. And when we were first driving up to it, I wasn't too sure about it. But then once we went inside, they have a pretty nice facility inside. And they're actually brand new. This is their first vintage year. So like they've had grapes in their on their vines for like 3 or 4 years, but this is their actual first vintage year. And the guy was very knowledgeable. He talked to us about everything. He told us how they make their wines, what, you know, how long they sit in the barrels and what kind of barrels and all that. And it was really nice. We ended up tasting, I think, six or seven wines, I guess. And then we each chose a glass that we wanted. We sat out on their deck and enjoyed a glass of wine, talking about all kinds of things. And then I decided, I kept telling them, okay, you guys, drink up, let's go. Because it was like 4 o'clock before we left, and it was easily an hour drive home. Actually, it ended up being an hour and 15-minute drive home, because at that time of the day on a Sunday, the traffic starts getting really backed up on 66 going east towards Washington, D.C. So I was rushing them along, saying, okay, let's go. I have things to do. And of course, the boyfriend doesn't like when I do that. He doesn't like when I say that. He's like, just go with the flow and, you know, whatever traffic you run into, you run into. Well, as it turns out, there wasn't any traffic at all. We had no problem just flying home, and that was a good thing. But we didn't get home until, like, I guess it was 5:15 or so. And of course, I just get stressed. I just want to have the time to do the things I want to do, and I don't feel like I have that time. Like right now, okay, it is 20 till 9 on Sunday night. I know that at 9 o'clock I want to watch the Desperate Housewives. Well, if I want to get anything done to be able to watch that instead of having the DVR tape it, record it, I've got to do this podcast now. I mean, if I want to have a show for Monday. So, and then it's like, okay, certain things have to be put off. Like I had to stop fiddling with the blog and just say, forget it for now. I just have to do it later. Anyway, this is stuff you just don't need to talk to. But, I mean, you don't need to learn or hear about. But basically, I'm just saying that there's just never enough time in the day. And I know I've talked about that before, but there just isn't enough time in the day. So anyway, so even though I got frustrated with time and traffic and stuff like that, it actually ended. Oh my God, the tree fiasco. I mean, besides all of that, we did have a very nice weekend. We spent great time together. Got to catch up with David, because we hadn't spent any significant time with David for a while, so that was nice. And David, if you're listening to this, call the voice line and give us an update for Dating with David. And speaking of the voice line, I keep forgetting to tell you that number. It's 1-206-600-4763. And feel free to call and leave a message if you would like to. And then, of course, on top of that, you have the comments on the website and email. That is all I wanted to talk about tonight, because I just was recapping the weekend. But in terms of the rest of the week, I'm not really sure what's going to go on. I don't know if I'm going to have a video or not, because that video is going to take forever to edit. And although this is what I'm hoping. Right now, they're calling for about 4 to 5 inches of snow Monday night into Tuesday. And I'm kind of hoping that I don't have to work on Tuesday, which would be really nice. Then I could really do some podcasting and catching up on things. But if that happens, then you'll see more shows this week. But if not, I may just be kind of lax on the shows this week until I have some good content. As, what's his name? Corky Mignola of Bad Weeds SF always says, it's all about content. Yeah, I know my content is boring, but that's life. Anyway, enough about that. How long have we been going here? Let me check this recording. Oh yeah, we've been going 24 minutes. I think that's enough. So, boys and girls, as I said, not sure what the shows are going to be like the rest of the week, but just check back to see and check your RSS feed. And of course, I really am going to try to get that Christmas tree video out. But that's just going to take some time, but I'll do my best. So, I think that's all for now. Until next time, boys and girls, Merry Christmas or whatever. That's too early. Anyway, so next time, until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.